The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with Good Housekeeping. These are more of those goals we started last time. If the goal is to sleep more, we love this intention. Our physical and mental health depends on the repairs that take place during sleep. And sleep deficiency is linked to many chronic health problems, including heart disease, diabetes, and depression. So, be in nature. Spending at least some time in a park or garden can help you sleep better at night, says Ellen Wertmer, a behavioral sleep medicine specialist with the Better Sleep Council, who points out that exposure to natural light makes your circadian rhythm more robust. Being in green spaces is also known to reduce stress and anxiety, which leads to better sleep. Excuse me. Think of a ritual. If you're lying awake, imagine yourself going through all the steps of a relaxing daily task. Washing your hair, brewing coffee, feeding the dog. As you're thinking about each step, your brain has something to chew on, rather than ruminating on the problems of the day. Cover your clock. Do you need to know that it's 3:42 a.m. when your eyes pop open at night? Focus on how much time is left until you have to get up can only add to your anxiety and make it harder to fall back to sleep, says Greg Hammer, M.D. Get up. It may sound counterintuitive, but if you get stressed out lying in bed at 2 a.m., get out of bed and do something you enjoy other than phone scrolling, like reading or a puzzle. When you feel truly tired, get back in bed. Your brain will then start to associate your bed with sleep, not stress. And use two blankets. If you're sweating while your partner is shivering, or vice versa, use separate covers that are the right weight for each of you. It's a common practice in Scandinavian countries to help reduce the chances of sleep disturbances and improve temperature regulation throughout the night for a better quality slumber. Another goal, feel more joy. Joy can be more than a feeling. When subjects did a micro act of joy, such as cheering for someone else's happiness or making a gratitude list daily for a week, they saw a 26% increase in their well-being per the Big Joy Project, a program from UC Berkeley's Greater Good Science Center and Hope Lab. So make a joy list. Set a timer for 5 minutes and brainstorm happiness-inducing activities, says Judy Ho, Ph.D., neuropsychologist and the author of Stop Self-Sabotage, 6 Steps to Unlock Your True Motivation. It's okay to include grand items, a vacation to Bali, as well as small things like morning coffee. Then do something on that list in the next 24 hours. Think seasonally. Brainstorm joyful activities that can be done only at this time of year. Perhaps you can go snowshoeing or ice skating. Then when spring arrives, you might hit a botanical garden. Knowing you can't do these things year-round can help make them feel especially joyful. Dance the salsa. Salsa dancing makes people happy, says Martha Santos, Ph.D., an associate professor of Latin American history at the University of Akron. The music is percussive and exciting, and when you combine it with rapid movements from the various Latin American dance traditions in salsa, it's like the dance has a healing quality. Search online for a studio near you that teaches salsa. Look at the stars. Step outside on a dark, cloudless night and dare yourself not to be awed by the sky. When you're looking up and gazing at the stars, you'll often feel inspired and find some sort of creativity or deeper understanding. And go bowling. Bowling keeps people of all ages and skill sets in a state of hilarity. When you're around people who care about you care about and enjoy, I think it's great for your mental health, says Chad Murphy, executive director of the United States Bowling Congress. And I know that the the blind community here in Raleigh at one time and probably still has a bowling team. I think they were called the Outlaws, the Raleigh Outlaws. I used to read their newsletter, and it was always a lot of fun. Have fun. That's our last goal. You deserve pure pleasure, whether it's a delicate meal, a foot rub, or sex. Engaging in pleasurable activities may boost happiness, which is linked to longer life. No guilt. Blast beats. There's a reason you have a favorite artist or genre. Listening to music feels nice. Numerous studies have found that music helps reduce stress and that listening with the intention of relaxing helps lower cortisol levels. Regress. Participating in playful activities, video games, and coloring do count. That's been found to lower adults' feelings of stress along with their blood pressure. Play releases dopamine and other feel-good chemicals. Fantasize. Don't be afraid to let your mind run wild. Maybe you imagine a tryst with someone from your past. That episode of Bridgerton, you know the one. Or something kinkier. Fantasies are normal and healthy, especially if you can shed any shame and can help prevent sexual boredom. Bake. What's not to love about an activity that makes your home smell great and delights everyone inside? It appeals to the senses because you're touching soft dough and smelling amazing scents emerging from the oven. And in the end, you get to eat the product you've made or share it, says Amber Eisler, director of King Arthur Baking Schools. And plan a trip. Start researching a pleasure-inducing getaway, whatever that means to you. Research has shown that having a vacation to look forward to can provide a happiness boost even before you sip a cocktail on the beach or ski down a slope. Excuse me. From First for Women, your solutions. Help your favorite candles go the distance. Candles are an easy way to set the mood with pleasing scents, peaceful vibes, and soft light. To make your favorite candles last longer, add salt to the pool of melted wax around the wick and mix carefully with a toothpick. Table salt slows the rate of wax melting, helping your candle burn brighter for longer. Never heard that before. Excuse me, from Woman's Day, February 17th, that's today if you're listening the day that I'm recording, National Random Acts of Kindness Day. After Jessica Eastman Stewart's brother Nick Eastman passed away in 2015, she began an annual tradition to honor his memory called #NickWasKind. Each year on his birthday, July 3rd, her family does good deeds, buying coffee for folks behind them in line, leaving gas money or surprise gifts on car windshields, donating blood, baking treats for firefighters, etc. It started with those of us who knew Nick, Jessica explains, but has grown to include people who never met him, some of whom discovered #NickWasKind after experiencing an act of kindness themselves. We hope Jessica's story will inspire you into action, especially on National Random Acts of Kindness Day and beyond. From Woman's Day, you better believe it, and they have it BEE-LIEVE. Honey is a superfood. Winnie the Pooh isn't the only bear who loves honey. Real deal grizzlies gobble up the rich source of carbohydrates for a quick energy boost, unfazed by bee stings thanks to their thick fur. Especially in cold and flu season, Manuka honey, so called because it's made from the Manuka bush in New Zealand and thought to be especially full of healing compounds, should be your go-to, as it can ease winter viruses and infections. Try blending it into smoothies, mixed into herbal tea, or drizzled on your yogurt. Keep in mind, though, that honey is sugar by another name and even sweeter. So maybe don't stick your entire paw in the jar. It does, however, have antibacterial properties, Along with getting lots of rest and drinking plenty of fluids, honey is an age-old remedy for those feeling under the weather. There's some evidence that when taken with antibiotics, if you have a bacterial infection, Manuka honey may make the meds more effective. Also, Manuka honey is effective and safe to help treat colds, flu, and wounds and other infections. I would recommend keeping it on hand for children, especially during cold and flu season. Note, the American Academy of Pediatrics says honey should not be given to children under 12 months of age because of the risk of infant botulism. Honey may improve cold and flu symptoms. Somehow, sometimes you just want to help feel better now, and honey can help. This is mainly because sucking on a honey drop keeps saliva flowing, which soothes a dry throat, and honey goes down a lot more easily than menthol drops. I would recommend using the candies if you're traveling or during cold and flu season, says Guan. It's an easy way to treat a cough or a nasty sore throat. It can help stop the hacking. Coughing isn't all bad. It's how you keep that icky mucus out. But if it's keeping your child up, try giving them Manuka honey rather than cough medicine, as several studies have found it to be as good as or slightly better than the OTC goop. Mix 2.5 milliliters of Manuka honey into a warm beverage, or give it to them straight. A review of the research published in BMJ Evidence-Based Medicine showed that honey could be helpful in reducing symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections in us grown-ups as well. Future-proof your home with 6 easy tweaks. Most people over 50 plan to grow old in their current home, according to an AARP survey. But as we age, our needs differ from what they were when we moved in. One way to grow with your home is to make small tweaks you can enjoy now and benefit from later. From smart light bulb swaps to simple doorknob updates, keep reading for tips on how to future-proof your home and your peace of mind. So we have 6 here. Rethink your outlets. Do you have to move the bed or couch down to plug in your phone? It may be a nuisance now, but it can become a painful chore as you get older. The fix? A nightstand power station with multiple ports and outlets available for $20 on Amazon. It keeps everything from your tablet to your CPAP machine within reach. 2. Swap bulbs. All the reachings required to change a light bulb is no big deal now, but it may take double the effort down the road. Interior designer Eric Goranson suggests replacing standard bulbs with LED bulbs that last up to 50,000 hours and use 75% less energy. That's a major savings on your electric bill and bulb changing frequency. And those with Wi-Fi capability can be controlled from an app. No need to get up. 3. Install a shower wand. An easy addition that doesn't require a plumber? A handheld shower wand. It can help you clean your shower or pet now, and if standing for long periods becomes hard, it makes showering while sitting a breeze. Try the Moen Attune Chrome Bathroom Shower Head and Hand Shower Combo, $29 at Walmart. Bring in a bidet? Switching from a toilet to a bidet adds a higher level of cleanliness, and as you age, it allows for greater independence and less twisting and maneuvering, says interior designer Wendy Glazer. No need to buy one if you don't have one. You can find bidet-like toilet attachments that take just 5 minutes to install on your own, like the Toto Washlet, $260, at the Home Depot. 5, switch your doorknobs to levers. Lever handles make opening doors so much easier. They require no hand strength, unlike round knobs that can be painful to turn if you have arthritis, says Goranson. They're also easy to install. No handyman needed. and stock up on pop-top containers. Clear canisters with pop-tops are easier to open and close, a boon if you develop issues with your hands, like arthritis. Try OXO Good Grips 3-Piece Pop Set, $44 at Walmart. From First for Women, three books we're loving now. First, this one's for young adults, Nothing Like the Movies by Lynn Painter, P-A-I-N-T-E-R. And so, the story follows Wes and Liz after a tragedy breaks them up. When they begin their freshman year of college at the same school, and Wes is determined to get Liz back. Then we have a mystery called We Solve Murders by Richard Osman, O-S-M-A-N. Amy Wheeler is used to danger thanks to her job in security, but a string of suspicious murders has her on edge, so she teams up with her retired investigator father-in-law, Steve, to help her outrun and outsmart the killer. And last, a piece of historical feature fiction called The Hazelbourne Ladies Motorcycle and Flying Club by Helen Simonson, S-I-M-O-N-S-O-N. England's young men are coming home from the Great War, but their return threatens the autonomy Constance Haverhill enjoyed in their absence. She finds new work at the seaside resort of Hazelbourne, where she meets a group of women. Together, they form the Hazelbourne Ladies Motorcycle Club, with flying lessons to come, of course. As they grapple with post-war society, they discover everything from friendship to romance. From Good Housekeeping, some healthy ways to hibernate. On cold, dark days, it's easy to let good-for-you habits slide. Here are some simple solutions to help you keep hydration, nutrition, and more mindful drinking top of mind. First, hydration helpers. Proper water intake is a necessity so all your body's systems can function as they should. Be extra mindful in the winter when dry air can dehydrate you and you may tend to move less and therefore drink less. DIY a spa water. Add fresh fruit like citrus or cucumber, herbs like basil and mint, or aromatics like ginger for an instant zen. Trade up on your water bottle. Pick a new one that brings you joy, whether it's cheerfully colored or has a built-in straw. Ace your ice. Attractive ice cubes might lift your spirits. Look for molds in cool shapes or fill traditional trays with tea or water and add edible flowers or fruit and herbs. Next, for happier meal delivery, save effort with a meal delivery service. Good Housekeeping readers can get exclusive discounts. I'm not sure if they tell me how. We'll find out. Enjoy chef-prepared meals designed by dietitians via Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, from $11 a meal. Go to factor75.com, F-A-C-T-O-R, the number 75.com. Use code GH130. That'll get you $130 off and free shipping on your first box. From Purple Carrot, serving up exclusively plant-based options, this is great for vegans and anyone trying to eat more plants. $11 to $13 per meal at purplecarrot.com. That's PurpleCarrot.com. Use code GOOD50, G-O-O-D-50, for 50% off your first delivery. And from Home Chef, with minimal prep, it's perfect for families. From $8 a meal, homechef.com. That's H-O-M-E-C-H-E-F.com. Use code, and this is all capitals, G-H-H-C, and then the number 18. That gives you 18 free meals and free shipping through March 31st. And mindful cocktails. Drinking less booze is smart for good health, as science shows overdoing it on alcohol leads to serious health risks. So simmer warm spices like clove, cinnamon, ginger, star anise in water or juice like apple or cranberry to bring out bold, cozy flavors. Enjoy as a hot toddy or swirl with ice and sparkling water. Mix date syrup into warm drinks for a caramel-like note and a dose of antioxidants, and add fresh rosemary or sage sprigs for a seasonal aromatic garnish. Also look for dehydrated citrus slices, which are pretty and edible. From Woman's Day, breakfast for dinner, naan, N-A-A-N. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time is 30. And this serves four. We need 4 pieces of naan or flatbread, 7 ounces of broccolini, thick stems discarded, thinner stems sliced into half-inch pieces, and florets cut into 1-inch pieces, about 2 cups worth altogether. 4 ounces of kielbasa sausage, thinly sliced on the bias. 2 pickled cherry peppers, thinly sliced, about 2 tablespoons. 1 tablespoon olive oil, kosher salt and pepper. 4 ounces fontina cheese, coarsely grated, about 1 1/4 cups. And 4 large eggs and flaky sea salt. Heat oven to 450. Line 2 rimmed baking sheets with parchment paper and arrange 2 pieces of naan on each. In medium bowl, toss broccolini, kielbasa, and cherry peppers with oil and 1/4 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Divide among naan pieces, then sprinkle with cheese. Carefully crack 1 egg in the center of each naan and bake, rotating positions of pans halfway through until egg whites are set and yolks reach desired doneness, 8 to 12 minutes for slightly runny yolks. Serve sprinkled with flaky sea salt and more pepper if desired. From First for Women, Pumpkin Spaghetti Bolognese. Active time is 10 minutes. Total time is 20, and this serves 6. This bowl gets a hint of rich sweetness thanks to the pumpkin puree. Here's what we need. 12 ounces of spaghetti pasta, 1 pound ground meatloaf mix, which would be beef, pork, and veal all together, 1 tablespoon dried Italian seasoning, a 24-ounce jar of tomato basil pasta sauce, such as Classico, 1 cup pumpkin puree, sliced basil, and shaved parmesan for serving, optional. In a large pot of salted boiling water, cook the pasta according to package directions. Reserve 1/2 cup pasta water. Drain the pasta. Meanwhile, coat skillet with cooking spray. Over medium-high, cook meat and seasoning, breaking up meat with spoon until browned, about 8 minutes. Stir in pasta sauce and pumpkin puree. Season to taste with salt and pepper. Reduce heat to low. Simmer, stirring occasionally until flavors blend, about 10 minutes. If it's too thick, stir in pasta water 2 tablespoons at a time until desired consistency. Transfer pasta to serving bowl. Stir in the sauce. If using, sprinkle with basil and parmesan. Next, from First for Women, Coffee Panna Cotta. This is a dessert, more of an adult type of dessert. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, but there's a caveat to that. There's some overnight involved here. That this serves 6. These creamy treats are so light and dreamy, no one will guess how simple they are to whip up. Okay, now I'm interested. All right, we need 1/4 ounce envelope of plain gelatin, 1 1/4 cups of heavy cream, 3/4 cup half and half, 1/2 cup of brewed coffee, 1/4 cup packed brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 cup of coffee yogurt, coffee flavored yogurt, 1/3 cup of whipped cream, and 2 tablespoons dark chocolate curls. Coat 6-ounce ramekins, 6 of them, with cooking spray. In microwave-safe bowl, sprinkle the gelatin over 2 tablespoons of cold water and let sit 5 minutes. In pot, mix the cream, half and half, coffee, brown sugar, cinnamon, and vanilla. Over medium-high heat, cook, stirring until the sugar melts about 3 minutes. Remove pot from heat. Microwave the gelatin for 15 seconds. Stir into the mixture in the pot. Let cool slightly, then fold in the yogurt and divide among the 6 ramekins. Chill overnight. Dollop with whipped cream and sprinkle with chocolate curls. From Woman's Day, air fryer salmon and Swiss chard. Active and total time are both 25 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 1 medium red onion sliced half inch thick, 1.5 tablespoons oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, a large bunch of red Swiss chard with thick stems discarded and leaves chopped, 2 cloves of garlic sliced, 4 5-ounce salmon fillets, and chili oil for serving. Heat air fryer to 285 degrees. Toss onion with a half tablespoon oil and a pinch each of salt and pepper and air fry for 5 minutes. Toss with Swiss chard, garlic, remaining tablespoon of oil, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and air fry until Swiss chard and onion are just tender, about 5 minutes more. Transfer to plates, season the salmon with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and air fry at 400 degrees until skin is crispy and salmon is opaque throughout, 8 to 10 minutes. Serve with chard and drizzle with chili oil if desired. And one more sweet. From Woman's Day, sweet and salty maple popcorn. Heat oven to 350. In a bowl, toss 1 cup each almonds and peanuts with 2 tablespoons pure maple syrup, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Transfer to parchment-lined rimmed baking sheet and roast, tossing twice until nuts are golden brown and caramelized, 20 to 25 minutes. Let cool slightly, then toss with 4 cups plain air-popped popcorn. That's a simple one. From First for Women, a closet trick, save your sweaters. It's sweater weather, and as much as you love your woolies, it turns out moths love them even more. To protect them from moth holes, simply tuck a few whole cloves into a small cloth bag and hang the sachet anywhere you suspect moth activity. The spice's strong smell detracts the critters, so your sweaters remain moth-free all year long. And a quick quote, how beautiful a day can be when kindness touches it. And that was from George Elliston, American journalist. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.